WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The economic impact of the Brazos County Expo Complex has grown 21% over the last 4 years. That was part of an annual report presented to county commissioners this week.
Texas A&M agriculture economist Rebecca Dudensing brought up the importance of the expo hosting multi-day events.
Horse shows make up 11% of events, but 17% of person days. Similarly, livestock shows are 7% of events and 11% of days. And you jump down to rodeos and ropings, is 10% of the events, but 21% of the person days.
Expo General Manager Tom Quarles says the events he's recruiting, which would be in town Wednesday through Saturday nights, are not coming due to higher hotel rates during Texas A&M events on Friday and Saturday nights.
I thought if the hotels got an extra couple of nights that they would normally get, that they would compensate by lowering that rate, but we don't see that happening.
Last year, the expo, without the local events and the Brazos Valley Fair, generated a total economic impact of more than $7.6 million. That's up from $5.1 million in 2013. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last August, three people inside a College Station apartment reported they were the victims of an armed robbery by four men who thought they were going to buy marijuana. Last Saturday, the last suspect was arrested. 20-year-old Jacoby Foreman of Red Oak is in jail, along with 18-year-old Larry Bonner Jr. of Teague. A third man, 20-year-old Dalton Colaluca of College Station, is out on bond. The fourth suspect was one of two men killed during an exchange of gunfire during a second armed robbery the same night. A family disturbance south of Welburn last week led to a Bryan woman going to jail. According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 33-year-old Delaine Price is accused of using pepper spray after seeing the family of her ex-boyfriend with her child. The pepper spray came in contact with the 10-month-old boy who was staying with a grandmother while the child's father was at work. Price is out of jail after posting bond. A school bus crash in Centerville yesterday afternoon resulted in one passenger being hospitalized in Bryan and others taken to area hospitals. DPS reports the bus from Teague ISD overturned on the exit ramp off Interstate 45 to Highway 7. An unannounced number of students suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The off-ramp was closed for several hours as troopers conducted their investigation. Among state Senate bills sent to the House this week includes emergency items from the governor. One calls for a convention of states to consider amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Representative John Rainey was asked about the potential of conservatives' efforts backfiring.
One posse thing about it is if that convention were to go rogue, it would only take 13 states to kill it. So it takes 13 states to kill the balanced budget.
Rainey said the House held its first hearing Wednesday on the Senate-passed reforms to Child and Protective Services, another of the governor's emergency legislative items. Monday is the grand opening of CHI St. Joseph Health's new Mature Well Lifestyle Center, located in the Bio Corridor near the soon-to-open Stella Hotel. But tomorrow, there's an open house from 11 until 2 of a facility that incorporates multiple functions.
It's got cardio and weight workout areas. It's got exercise classes. There will be an exercise pool. There will be health education. That will include even a demonstration kitchen. So we'll have dietitians on site.
CHI Vice President Donovan French says the center is a partnership with the Texas A&M Health Science Center's College of Medicine. In News Talk 1620, WTAW has been recognized by the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters with 25 awards for news and sports coverage and online content during 2016. 8 members of the WTAW broadcast team combined for 8 first place, 9 second place, and 8 honorable mention awards in the TAPB radio division that covers the state except for Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Right at 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to be sliding away from the area, and that's going to allow a weather change to develop as we head through the weekend. Today we'll see sunshine, a few high clouds, and a high of 65 to 70 later today. Clouding up overnight, lows will be somewhere between 45 and 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower in the afternoon. Cooler, 60 to 65. For Sunday, cloudy, breezy, scattered showers possible, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
News outlet Norway has found a way to keep its online comments more civil. People are made calmer by having to answer a three-question quiz about the article correctly before they can post.
Ah, interesting.
That is an interesting idea right there. That's the whole situation about folks just posting anything out there
right
that they want to. All right.
I heard that cuts down on the trolls.
Sure.
What it does.
Most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Pennsylvania Road has been shut down to protect mating frogs, of course. The National Park Service shut down a road through the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area because it's amphibian mating season now. It's the time of year when wood frogs, salamanders, and spring peepers, oh my, cross the road looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend. Officials are worried that the frisky little critters will get squished. The park has been shutting down the road every year for the last 14 years, right around now. The curve does not exist the way that it used to. It now has a traffic circle, a roundabout, over by the Z Islander apartment complex, if you know where that is, off of Welburn Road. That used to be a big, high-banked curve right there. And actually, the tarantulas would migrate across that road.
Oh.
Yeah. And quite a few. I mean, there could be three or four at a time going across the road. I mean, it's not like a mountain of spiders.
Right.
But,
not like Harry Potter style.
Yeah, but they would. And Bortz would tell the story about how, you know, he would certainly squash them as he was driving to work. Because
oh, hell yeah.
The radio station used to be over there in that mobile home park. Behind the old Triangle Bowling Alley.
I'd turn around and take out another couple if
I
could.
Yeah, or back up, forward, back.
Oh, but I would, like, have that fear that one somehow crawled on into my car. It, like, latched on.
Yeah. Be scared.
To get revenge for all its little relatives.
That's exactly, yeah. It's what when you turn over a fire ant pile, there's always going to be one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's my job. I got to go sting him because of that. Pet cafes are now a thing, apparently. Japan seems to be leading the charge on that deal with cat cafes all over the place. But okay. Now owl cafes are popping up.
Oh, I think I've heard about this.
Okay, mm-hmm. People can go inside, order a beverage or some food, and pet owls. Children, welcome to play with the birds whose feet are tied to the perch so they can't fly away.
Okay, that just sounds like PETA's written all over
Well, again, it's I'm sorry, it's in Japan.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
PETA's
yeah,
not
that
going
is
over
mean.
There.
That is mean.
Yeah. Now stories.
So you let
beginning.
The little 5-year-old poke at the bird, and he can't
exactly.
get away.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now, of course, the stories are beginning to surface of abuse of the birds with human interaction causing the nocturnal animals to be too stressed out.
And they're nocturnal.
Yeah.
No one's going to
yep.
the cafe at midnight.
Yeah, they'll be dropping feathers.
Oh,
I mean,
because that bird wants to be there doing that. Yeah, sure.
Well. Well, do this. Then go get songbirds that are supposed to be awake in the morning, right?
Right? Yeah.
One owner denies the charge, saying the people can only interact with the birds with employee supervision, and the birds are well cared for.
Whatever.
Sure, yeah.
I will tell you about an animal that's well cared for is April, the giraffe.
What's an April update?
You know, she is just eating right now. She's just kind of hanging out in her pen. Yesterday, I went down to Elisa's office, and I told her about this. So she turned it on, of course. And as they were cleaning Oliver's pen, they actually let him come in and hang out with April for a while. And they were snuggling and kind of massaging each other.
Okay.
It was really cute. But she's still pregnant.
Okay.
And still just kind of hanging out.
Still waiting.
Got that going on. Okay. Well, fine. I'm looking for a story right now because apparently, remember the story we had yesterday about Subway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about the low percentage of chicken.
Oh, chicken, yep.
Apparently in their chicken.
Right, 50-50.
Well, yep. So now they have demanded, because what they did was what you would expect. They sent a sample of their meat to two other labs to have them look at it. And in fact, those came back showing 1% DNA. 1%. As opposed to what the other has
like
said.
Only 1% of chicken or of the other
1%
stuff?
Of the DNA, the other
so
stuff.
So Subway also has multiple forms of chicken that's available. And so I wonder, too, if that made a difference, if they sent the sample of both, because they have their shredded chicken, which that legit looks like real chicken.
Well, and they've got that thick carved chicken,
And then they have the oven roasted chicken breast, which that is the like chicken patty thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I would think would be more of the 50-50 if one was.
Yeah. Could well be. Anyway, I'll find that story. We'll do that in a little while. In the meantime, Ryan Zinke. Do you know who Ryan Zinke is?
No.
Nope. No, you don't. I know. But he is the new Interior Secretary in the Trump administration. So yesterday was his first day, full day at work as the Interior Secretary. So he arrived at work on a horse. He arrived at the Interior Department downtown on Tonto, an Irish sport horse, which is normally kept in stables in the mall and owned by the U.S. Parks Police. But, as the Washington Post put it, if you're the new guy and it's part of the National Park Service, it's part of your deal, your jurisdiction, then if he wants a horse, he can get a horse.
All right.
So he did. I think he'll probably go for the limo when the weather's not quite so nice.
Probably.
So we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime,
arriving in style.
I think he should commit. If you're going to go for the horse, you keep the horse.
Sure. Got it. Cosmetic surgery procedures are still increasingly popular in U.S. America. New report shows that most U.S. Americans are going under the knife to either change their face or get rid of fat. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons, their annual plastic surgery report, ranked the most popular procedures and noted the emerging trends that are out there.
All right.
CNN tells us the top five plastic surgical procedures. Number one, breast augmentation.
Okay.
With more than 290,000 procedures. Liposuction, getting rid of the excess body fat, 235,000 of those. Nose jobs, 223,000 of those. Eyelid surgeries, lift those sagging eyelids, 209,000 of those. And number five, just your general facelift.
Well, see, boob jobs are more popular because if you get those done, they're not looking at your face.
Well, that's there also could be some monetary inducements there, too, if you want to go really over the top.
Right.
Also, the top five minimally invasive procedures were Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Man, soft tissue fill. It's poison. Botox is poison.
But it takes away the wrinkles.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Soft tissue fillers, chemical peels, laser hair removal, and microabrasion.
Okay.
All right. So, those are not as intrusive. That's
Intrusive. They get pricey because usually almost always it's more than one treatment.
Yes. They sign you together to do a whole package of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you have to for it to be effective.
Yeah,
you can't just do microderm one time and then call it a day.
Then you just go to work with red spots all over your face and explain to people. Well, I've
gotten a chemical peel before,
and
it literally looks like your face is falling off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See? Okay. And how long does that usually last?
Well, the major peelage takes about So on day one afterwards, you're okay. Your skin's just really dry. But day two and three is when it literally looks like you've got something falling off your face. And you're not allowed to pick at it because that can cause scarring.
Yeah, she used the phrase major peelage.
I was going to say major peelage. Isn't that the guy who's the new defense secretary?
Yeah, no kidding. Hello.
Botox. Wasn't that what Forrest Gump was shot in?
Yeah. Close.
Yep. Close. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another problem, by the way, for NBC's Celebrity Apprentice. Not only were the ratings for Arnold Schwarzenegger's hosted series substantially lower, below those that were hosted by President Trump, but inside sources say NBC is also questioning whether to renew the show because half of last season's sponsors have bailed after threats to boycott them because Donald Trump is even associated with the show.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Well, of course, now it depends on the kind of sponsor, because here's the deal. If it were up to Middle America, then I don't think there'd be any problem. But if these companies are wanting people on the coast to do what they do, then, in other words, take care of their product, then yeah, they probably would bail because they figure they're not going to be able to talk to their folks. They're talking to some rube who lives in Nebraska who's not going to want whatever they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. Now, either of you guys watch The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Okay.
Not like the new episodes as they come out, but it's always on.
Seen a few, yeah.
If you're a fan of The Big Bang Theory, then you'll know that Laurie Metcalf is the actress who plays Sheldon's mama on
right.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now TV Line reports that Laurie Metcalf's real-life daughter is in talks to play the mom in Young Sheldon, which is the CBS Big Bang prequel.
Huh. Oh, I didn't even know Young Sheldon was a thing.
That's the story of Sheldon growing up in Texas, which, of course, the actor really did.
Right.
Grew up just down the road from here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's Young Sheldon growing up in Texas. And so Laurie Metcalf's daughter, whose name is Zoe Perry, I guess, an actress.
Okay.
And so the younger edition of Sheldon is set to be played by Ian Armitage from Big Little Lies. No word on when the show will debut, but CBS is in the middle of negotiating salaries with the stars.
That kid's got some big shoes to fill. I mean,
yeah,
man.
He does. That's true.
Sheldon's the guy on that show, you know, and this has got to be one of those situations where, you know how if you play the same character as somebody else, sometimes you want to put your own spin on it or whatever. I think in this case, he's going to really want to try to be doing his best Jim Parsons impression. You
know
what I mean?
He's going to have to be a mini-me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To be able to do that. Well, we'll see how all that works. But anyway, so I was going to watch this CBS All Access or whatever this thing is called.
Okay.
Because we were going to watch the Good Wife spinoff kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Christine Baranski. And it was just too big a hassle. I mean, try to go over there and you got to sign in and the first month is free. Well, what that means is they want your credit card information
of course.
Now
right.
so that they can go ahead and start charging you because you're going to forget in a week or a month or whatever how long it is that you've signed up for it. And, you know, at some point we just said, well, that's really too much trouble. I don't, you know, the show was fine while it was on and it was free. Now, I know that they're also going to put that that Star Trek. Now, see, people like Mr. Downs will think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go for that CBS mm-hmm. All Access so he can watch his new Star Trek show. But for most normal people.
It's Employers' Appreciation
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's Employees' Appreciation.
Employees' Appreciation.
He's got to come and be nice to us. And the latest Chicago-branded Chicago Justice debuted on NBC. That was on Wednesday night. It got 8.7 million viewers. The show was helped, of course, because of the three-way crossover.
Right.
Since it had a lead-in with Chicago Fire
yeah.
and then Chicago PD as well. So they all did well, too. It appears that NBC's Chicago shows could be as successful, for instance, as the NCIS shows or Law & Order. I tapped the brakes on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because Law & Order and NCIS have all been on for, at least 15 years?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
12 or 15 years. So let's wait until we've done that.
You know, and I've watched Chicago PD, and I've watched Chicago Fire.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, both are good, but, you know, I wouldn't say.
Willing to make the commitment to say that you're going to be watching this thing 10 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Law & Order, that's been on for, 20
years. Long time.
I don't know.
That's
and I also think actors and actresses nowadays just move on to so many different projects.
You're right.
You know, not many people are going to be a Mariska Hardy and be on, you know, SVU for however many years.
Or basically ever.
Exactly.
Grow up on the show. Yeah, 8:25.
Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. Amazon says an incorrectly typed command during a routine debugging of its billing system caused the five-hour outage of some Amazon Web Service servers earlier this week. The Seattle company said a command meant to remove a small number of servers where one of its subsystems was entered incorrectly, and a larger set of servers was removed. A full restart was required, which took longer than expected. The EPA says it's withdrawing a request that operators of existing oil and gas wells provide the agency with extensive information about their equipment and its emissions of methane, undermining a last-ditch Obama administration climate change initiative. It's a first step toward reversing an Obama administration effort to gather information about methane, an extremely powerful climate pollutant. Elvis fans have more to celebrate, a new $45 million attraction across the street from Graceland. Elvis Presley's Memphis opened yesterday, featuring Elvis's stage outfits, guitars, cars, and a soundstage. That's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, let's see. We get kicked off Monday with a new exhibit, huh?
Yeah, a new exhibit. It's called Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future. And, you know, when you think about ranching, and it's focused on Texas, you know, Texas is synonymous with ranching.
Mm-hmm.
This exhibit follows from the Spanish land grants of like the 1700s all the way through today. So when you walk in, once again, just like past exhibits, it's like you're walking into a different time. It's very chronological. You go through, and it focuses on about nine different ranches. There's so many ranches in the state of Texas for the last couple of hundred years.
Mm-hmm.
Focuses on nine, and we've worked with the Texas A&M Department of Animal Sciences on this. So they've kind of determined, you know, which ranches are going to be focused on. And, you know, when you go through and there's videos on these ranches, about 5-minute videos. So you're not, it's not mm-hmm. all time consuming. And one of the highlights is right in the middle of the Ansari Gallery, you have a chuck wagon kind of scene with cowboys and longhorns.
Okay.
And yeah. It's all in there. And then there's a lot of interactive stuff as well. So not only the videos, but there's an original video on ranching as well that pretty much gives that time frame from the 1700s now. And then there's great things for the kids too. They have these the skins
mm-hmm.
where you could touch different skins and
oh,
you
got to
figure out what it is, and you can like kind of flip it over and it tells you what it is.
Okay.
There's also a interactive video about barbecuing, you know, like how to cook your meat, different kinds of meats and all this. So it's really entailing. There's about 180 different the branding irons that they uh-huh. have like on the ceiling. And then there's also a rubbing where people can do the rubbings of the branding irons.
Okay.
And, you know, it's really interesting. And I think it's something that people, you know, maybe not know a lot about ranching, but they'll go and they'll learn and see how it's affected, you know, our life, our economy, and learn about the people as well and how they, you know, succeeded over all these years.
Well, you've mentioned and some hands-on things, too. So there's some takeaways that you can take, like the rubbings, then you get to feel the skins. That's kind of a neat deal.
Yeah, and there's so much more than that, too. You know, you have, you know, there's, like, for example, one of the things I was interested in, they had, like, the guns from, like, the King Ranch. So you see all these different artifacts that, yeah, I didn't know much about ranching, I'll be honest with you. And some of the things I learned with our curator, you know, they're talking about right after about the Civil War, that there were just, and I didn't know this, it's something I learned, that there was just no cattle just roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
There's cattle everywhere. And then people were just buying the land. All of a sudden, they had this cattle now. And I thought, you know, that's so interesting. I didn't think about that. And didn't realize there were so many ranches, all these branding irons, and they're all different.
That's the purpose of the exhibit, so people can learn about it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm learning about it. You know, I'm kind of a Northwest kind of person, and I see this, and I think it's a great thing, and I think, once again, the entire community, you know, they're going to appreciate it, and they can see not only what I told you, but there's just so much more when you walk through.
Well, let's move on to next month. There are about three big things where the Bush Library really interacts with the community, and boy, Easter's one of them, that's for sure.
Yes, our College Station Easter celebration, that's going to be on Saturday, April 8th, 9:30 to 12. You know, we partner up with the College Station Police Department, so they're out there, and we're going to have the Easter Bunny. Yeah, last year they came in the fire trucks, so that was great. Once again, we're going to have the Easter egg hunt, starts at around 10 o'clock. A lot of different games, bounce houses. There's going to be the Easter egg roll, the kite flying contest. And it's really based off of the Easter celebration in Washington that takes place, and complimentary refreshments. And it's just going to be a great time for people to come out with their family, take photos with the Easter Bunny, and hopefully that'll be a good time to come and check out the exhibit. And, you know, just have a really good, safe time. You know, we have a lot of security around at that time. So
so now the Easter egg hunt is divided up by an age group situation too, right? So that when you have the Easter egg hunt, it's not the little kids having to go in with kids who are a little older, right?
Yeah. It's going to be all separated up. And then we're also going to have a bike giveaway contest. And that's all on our bush41.org.
Yeah.
We just asked, you know, you sign up preferably online beforehand for that bike contest, because and you have to be there as well. So you might want to stick around with that, and the kite flying contest as well. So, you know, bring your kites. You know, if you're out there, bring the kites. Hopefully it's going to be a really nice day, not too cold. And last year we had a really great amount of people come out.
Yeah. And again, we'll talk about that again because it's coming up in April. But if they want more information about everything that's going on, what do they do?
They can go to bush41.org on our website, or they can call us at 691-4014.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
As Alexa-type voice assistants find their way into more and more of our homes, they may be having an unintended impact on our kids. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. It's common knowledge that devices like Amazon's Alexa, Google Home, and Microsoft's Cortana are always listening to everything going on around them. But now, a Washington Post article is raising new questions about the effect they're having on children. Not only are millions of kids asking these things for answers to homework problems, they're also turning to them for entertainment and to settle dinner table debates. This is leading psychologists and educators to wonder how all of this non-human interaction will affect our kids' ability to deal with real people. We can see the negative emotional impact of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter on kids and adults. So we can be sure of this: Alexa and the others will help shape children's personalities, for better or worse. Breaking tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes, the healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. Hello Fresh, hello easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This week's Brazos County Commission meeting included the fourth annual economic impact report of the county's expo complex.
Texas A&M agricultural economist Rebecca Dudensing reported, without counting the Brazos Valley Fair, the expo staged 176 events for out-of-county organizations last year that drew more than 92,000 attendees.
The events that we do not count, things like private meetings, things that are intended for in-county residents, such as a health screening, livestock validation, religious services, the weddings, that's about 51% of the events that we're not even looking at.
The expo generated more than $7.6 million last year. That's an increase of 21% from 2013. Expo General Manager Tom Quirrell says one thing that would help draw more multi-day events is reduced hotel rates.
If there's any kind of A&M event, football season's a good example. There's just seven of those, but that's seven of our long weekends that get taken away, I mean virtually taken away. A&M graduations three times a year, parents' weekend, other big weekends where room rates go way up. And these people are not going to pay that kind of money.
Nearly $3 million was generated last year by rodeos and other equine events, and about $2.5 million from horse shows. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas House of Representatives has had its first hearing on the Senate-backed reforms of Child and Protective Services. That was among the topics raised by Representative John Rainey this week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We need to take care of that problem. Primarily, they were talking about trying to let families, members, take care of as much of it as possible and funding them at a little bit better level. So I think that's important. They claim that when families take care of other children from the family, that the results are a whole lot better than when they go to a foster care system.
CPS reform was among four emergency priorities by the governor. The newest addition to the Bio Corridor is the Mature Well Lifestyle Center. It's a partnership between CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M Health Science Center's College of Medicine, offering services for those 55 and older. The facility officially opens Monday, but CHI Vice President Donovan French says there is an open house tomorrow from 11 until 2. The center is located near the soon-to-open Stella Hotel. And eight voices on Newstalk 1620 WTAW will be recognized later this spring by the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters. The group combined for 25 awards for last year's news and sports coverage in the TAPB division that covers the state, except for Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 48 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620. WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Your tax refund goes further at the Repo Joe Sale. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 162298A, 2007 Toyota Sienna. Selling price $5,388. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right.
right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure, it's going to be sliding away from the area, and that's going to allow a weather change to develop as we head through the weekend. Today we'll see sunshine, a few high clouds, and a high of 65 to 70 later today. Clouding up overnight, lows will be somewhere between 45 and 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower in the afternoon. Cooler, 60 to 65. For Sunday, cloudy, breezy, scattered showers possible. High 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:40 Friday, our long-standing tradition. When it's a National Employees Day, we always have Jay Sokol come in, or maybe not. Today's National Employees Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, you know, go see the guy in the corner office and say, so when's the party?
What it's employee doing? Appreciation.
What's the appropriate gift for employees?
It's actually, I'm sorry, I didn't get him any headphones. It's Employee Appreciation Day.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cupcakes?
Well, I don't know. Y'all are the guys with a big budget. I mean, you know, what was the food at the last council meeting?
Whew. Let me think about that.
They all run together, don't they?
It was barbecue.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was an assortment of brisket, sausage, and chicken.
Yeah. So no, I didn't get him any headphones because he didn't bring any guests with him today.
Oh.
So he didn't need them at first.
So
okay.
It's like he can't work the jumble either because he has to actually come up with something to talk to us about that's interesting in the Two Name City. So
can he take a picture of himself?
He can take a picture of
studio?
Himself. I think it's a good idea. Why don't you do that?
All right,
take a selfie.
I always do this for
Scott.
Chelsea.
Yeah,
studio
exactly.
Selfie. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Say that. All right. So what's going on in the city?
On March 10th.
Okay.
We've got the next movie in the park.
Oh.
Which is The Secret Life of Pets.
Well, that one was moderately interesting. Not to the point that we're going to see the second one, but it's free, right?
Yeah, and okay. Thanks for that testimonial.
Just doing what I can to help out.
Right. So, yeah, Secret Life of Pets, movie in the park, March 10th. This is at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. On the big screen out there, admission is free. Gates open at 6. The movie starts at 7. So if you're bringing kiddos, there'll be bounce houses, but you want to fill them up with a Kona Ice Snow Cone first before you stick them in the bounce house.
Sure.
Texas Popcorn Company is going to be there.
They'll have the cleanup problem, not you. Yeah.
Free lemonade from our friends at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and even some adoptable animals will be out there.
Wow.
Right?
Yep. Now, we do these interviews so that our news department has something. Chelsea, you got a story there now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because if you're wondering whether it'd be a free movie, now we know.
Now you do.
Breaking
know.
News.
Yeah, yes. I like the idea about the snow cone and the bounce house, though. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, didn't you like the fact that there are adoptable animals at a movie called The Secret Life of Pets?
Oh, I thought
you see
right.
How that went together?
Man, you guys are just marketing geniuses
on
there.
The ball.
Are we ever?
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
So complete details at cstx.gov/movies, or you can call and talk to an actual live and caring person at 764-3486.
All right. Normally, we're a little more news-driven, but what the heck? It's Friday, and why not? We visit the folks from the City of College. Thanks for the time this morning. Visit the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Don't miss the first annual Orange Days Open House at Normandy Tractor. 2 days and 2 days only this Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th. Stop by Normandy Tractor for Kubota Days. Check out exclusive comparison demos from Kubota reps and receive event-only discounts while enjoying great food and drink. Take home free apparel and product giveaways, hats, jackets, coolers, and more. Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Remember, when it comes to Orange Days on Kubota tractors, lawnmowers, and implements, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-8 Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
It's going to sound like a horror story for some people, but it's reality during tax season. Imagine you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes and you reach in and you discard all the junk mail and you pull out the item you've been waiting for, only to get a huge shock. Somebody has already filed for your return. You probably didn't know that identity thieves use the personal information to file your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. In fact, the IRS identifies approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud in 2016. Thankfully, there is LifeLock. And with LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix the identity issues, whether it's happening during tax season or any other time. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Use the promo code BACK and get 10% off of LifeLock. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BACK. Save 10% at LifeLock.com.
It's historical marker time again, folks. Love to do this every month. I'm the guy who gets out of the car for you and reads the historical markers. There are hundreds and hundreds in the Brazos Valley. So here's your history lesson from me. Next stop was Somerville.
I'm in beautiful Somerville, just a block off of Main Street here at the Heritage Square and Somerville Area Museum. And I'm reading historical markers. Love to do that. Like this one that's right here at the museum. It's titled 1906 Reunion of Hood's Texas Brigade. In 1906, Somerville hosted the annual reunion of the Hood's Texas Brigade Association, a group established in 1872 for veterans of the celebrated Confederate unit. For 2 days, June 27th and 28th, 74 veterans were honored with a celebration which included speeches, a baseball game, and a grand ball. The local events were planned under the direction of the association's president, R.A. Brantley Sr., and his daughter, Mrs. Norton B. Welburn, both of Somerville. Part of a tradition which ended in 1934. The reunion reflected the area's respect for the former Civil War soldiers. This historical marker was planted in 1981, right here, a block off Main Street in Somerville. Then you go not too much farther, and there's a historical marker talking about really the history of Somerville. Located where two branches of the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railway joined, the town was named for Albert Somerville, first president of the railroad. First settlers arrived after town was surveyed about 1883. The post office was permanently established in 1897. Somerville boomed in the 1890s when local citizens persuaded a railroad tie plant to locate there. Santa Fe Railroad bought the operation in 1905. This is still an important industry. Incorporated in 1913, the town has become a recreation center since Lake Somerville was created in the 1960s. And this will give you some idea in Somerville why they call themselves the Yewas. In 1690, the Spanish gave the name San Francisco to the 62-mile Brazos River tributary. But on an 1822 map, Stephen F. Austin, the father of Texas, marked it Yewa, Spanish for mare. Mustang mares and foals were then grazing among the Indians on the Timbered Creek. In 1862, colonist John P. Coles built a mill on the stream. A measure signed in 1837 by Texas President Sam Houston made the Yewa a county boundary. Floods often devastated the area until Lake Somerville harnessed Yewa's waters in 1967. Now, of course, a recreation area, the lake and the creek benefit crops, wildlife, and vacationers. A little Somerville history, and I think that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rubino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 10 minutes till. So right now, you can apply your brain power toward helping the Smithsonian transcribe Phyllis Diller's gag file. Phyllis Diller's groundbreaking career as a stand-up comic spanned almost 50 years. Throughout her career, she used a gag file to organize her material. Her gag file consisted of a steel cabinet with 48 drawers containing over 52,000 3x5-inch index cards, each of them holding a typewritten joke or gag.
Wow.
These index cards, organized alphabetically by subject, ranging from accessories on the A side to world affairs and covering almost everything in between. Anyone can start transcribing or add a transcription of a document once a volunteer decides they have finished. They'll be ready to view. A different volunteer can then view the transcription and either send it back for edits or complete the transcription. The finished transcription is sent to the Smithsonian for review by an employee. So if you have nothing to do, time on your hands, and you want to help transcribe the comedic genius of Phyllis Diller, go to transcribe.si for Smithsonian Institute.
Wow.
.edu.
So that's basically any time she had a little quip or a little joke or something, she'd write it down on a card and put it in this file.
Would put it out there. And, well, I know that for a time Ben was helping the government, I don't know, look for life on other planets or something. Because what they would do is they would basically, you would use your computer to help come. Oh, there he goes, right there.
Oh, he just walked right
he
by.
He did. I'll have to ask him about that. He's back, and I didn't see any donuts, by the way.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know what that means is that that I'm going to have to text him here in a minute and see if he can. Well, I can't talk and text. I could talk and text at the same time. I will. Oh, he just walked by.
I was going to say,
quickly by.
He did.
Oh. He
forgot that he didn't bring donuts.
Oh. He's going to get them.
That's
it is,
I'm sure.
For Employee Appreciation Day.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so simple ways to liven up your conversation. Does this conversation sound familiar? Hi, how are you? I am fine, thanks. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
In this fast-paced world, nobody really has time to carry on a real conversation, or they may not know how. So here's the help. Number one, explore points of difference. When we disagree with someone, we typically try to convince the other person of our point of view, or else we clam up about our true feelings in order to be an agreeable person. Instead of trying to change the other person's mind, make an effort to understand his or her opinion. Or you won't, but that's fine.
Sure.
Okay, so find new twists on standard openings. Instead of asking, what do you do, which is perfectly acceptable, but then you follow up with some stimulating questions afterwards, like, what's the biggest misconception people have about your line of work? One of the things I enjoy doing when I'm talking to somebody who I may not even know who I'm talking to for the mm-hmm. first time, and I find out what they do, I ask almost everybody, how has technology changed your business or industry?
That's interesting.
That's a good question, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, it is, because we know the answer to it in our business,
right.
But what's the other? And I do. I end up really getting some fascinating information about how technology changes the entire environment. And so that is something that I do try to do.
So intelligent, Scott.
You know it.
Well, intelligent.
Excuse me. I interview for a living, so I guess when I talk to somebody, I'm just trying
to get
some
good questions.
Right. Got to do that.
Yeah.
So.
But then what's funny is oftentimes, you know, when you do what you love, like we do, or, you know, like a lot of people do, and you're talking to other people about the things they do, you realize just how boring other professions are.
It can very well be. It can very well be. But the idea is what you want to do is you do want to have a job that you like, that you enjoy going to, that can be different. Because, again, our job is like a lot of people in that we do a lot of the same things, but the outcome is quite often different. We don't know when we walk in the studio what we're going to end up talking about by the through the course of the show.
Right.
Sometimes it's more interesting than others. Sometimes it's funnier than others. But we do get to have that change situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times in bureaucracy, and again, that's because I've never been part of it, but a lot of times in bureaucracy, you have to do the same thing over and over again or deal with the same people over
right.
and over again, which can get a little bit frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, and we all kind of dabble in other areas, even within the radio station
sure.
sometimes
sure.
or with other, you know, means of broadcasting and stuff like that. And so that always creates a little bit of change. My day never looks the same.
Yeah.
And here, this may be the most important of all of these, and it's not just when you're doing a conversation, and that is learn to listen.
Oh, yes.
Most of us don't listen very well, and we're too busy composing our next response or impatiently waiting for them to stop talking mm-hmm. because you want to talk again,
mm-hmm.
when in fact, if you just wait, you might actually learn something else.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Hey, yeah, thanks. And ask playful, open-ended questions. What if questions can enliven a conversation that is lagging and turn a boring conversation with somebody who's, like you said, got a boring job, into something that could really be fun? What if people were allowed to talk for only 1 hour every day?
Oh, God.
How would that be different? Those are the kind of what if questions that are out there.
What if someone could recover all of your Snapchat photos?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, because that's basically what we were talking about.
Oh, wait, they can.
Yeah, there you are.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-8 Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
We'll see if Mr. Downs will answer his office phone.
This is Ben's office. Do, 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 do.
Really?
Good try.
Well, I was trying to cut back on expense, I thought, you know, I'd make my own kind of little
thanks.
Jingle sounder thing.
So
there.
We were talking about apparently the Smithsonian needs help to get the gag file of Phyllis Diller transcribed, and so they're asking for volunteers. And that reminded
what happens,
me,
people start writing and they just die of laughter.
No. But didn't you do something with your computer, like search space for intelligent life or something? Didn't
yeah,
you?
SETI. There's the search for extraterrestrial stuff. Right now, yeah. there are many others out there running. I think my lovely daughter Mary is looking for nebula or something like that. With Mary made her own computer again. If you're a real nerd, it's a Raspberry Pi unit. And it comes with the ability to log in and run nebula searches or Nova searches or something. I don't know.
All right, that really okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know
you lost
it runs in the family. I'm
thanks.
Sorry. It's
so,
she gets it honest.
Okay, so if you find it, what does it do? Does it send a notation you found something?
It does. SETI always used to say there's an interesting thing that's popped up here. We will forward this on to the SETI Institute because. What it does what you're basically doing is pre-qualifying a whole bunch of stuff so that they don't have to go through everything.
Okay.
Your computer goes through the junk and throws out the junk, and if anything's interesting, then they follow, send it off to the expensive people.
I'm going to go ahead and do this because we've only got 45 seconds left. Debbie Wynn is on a quest to prove her love of Taco Bell. Just going to kind of bring it down to the common denominator
Sure,
the bride-to-be and her fiancé want to win a wedding at Las Vegas's Taco Bell Church, which is a prize that's currently up for grabs from the fast food chain's Love and Tacos contest. So to stand out from the crowd, she has made a wedding dress out of burrito wrappers.
Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Nicely done, Debbie.
No onions.
I'm just going to say, you could search for Nebula if you want to, or you could put together a wedding gown out of of burrito wrappers.
The choice is clear.
I think that's you know, if
the choice is clear.
You have any other questions?
Extra crunchy, please.
That's right. Yes, we'll be back. We'll be back on Monday at 9. So
and hopefully we'll have a baby giraffe by then.
Oh, yeah, maybe we will. WTAW College Station, Brian.